Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Faxington's here. She's back. I know. I'm excited, too. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for seven years. She's a business advisor specializing in individual and organizational behavioral change. She's written a book on the topic, Books with an S, The Essential Side to Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs and Business Owners, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, and also Make the Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. And she's here to talk to us about finding our strengths and weaknesses and filling in the gaps. Right, Beverly? Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim. It's an honor.
So I was telling the audience before you got here, I keep thinking, I remember the Clint Eastwood movie, the Inspector Callahan series, where he said to the guy, a man's got to know his limitations. And I've thought about that so much in my life ever since then, the decades since then. And whenever I get to the point where I'm, you know, I'm stuck, you know, or I outkick my coverage, to use a sports metaphor, I say, okay, you know, maybe you need to recognize you got limitations. and maybe if this is really important, maybe you need to get out of your own way and get some help. What do you think?
You know, and I think especially for small business owners, there is a false sense, Jim, that because we're running a business, we're supposed to have all of the talents necessary.
All the answers.
And we're supposed to, right? We're supposed to be able to do it all. And I think we all fall into that trap. Goodness, when I started my business, I will say, even though my father was an accountant and I did well in those classes in college, it's not my favorite thing to do. And so I'd leave that to last till really late at night. And
Nobody ever started a business because they wanted to produce financial statements.
Well, that's it. You know, and I get the warning notes from the IRS saying I hadn't filled the forms in. And that's when I finally said, though, you know, I need to step back here and decide, because it's what are you good at and what do you like to do? Mm-hmm. And it just felt wrong to me that I should be paying somebody else, right? When you're starting the business, you're growing the business. But I think this is the smartest thing that we can encourage small business owners to do. Not only what are you good at, but what do you enjoy? Because when we're doing the stuff we enjoy, we have the energy for it, the passion for it, but gosh, this other stuff just drags you down and you lose your focus, I think.
Well, the thing that you've said a minute ago is the single reason why I started the show almost 22 years ago. You said, we think we're supposed to know the answers. And I knew that as a small business owner, as a consultant to small businesses, I knew that there's a whole, and this is especially back in the day when before the internet, I knew that small business owners will sit there and stew in their own ignorance about certain things,
yeah,
rather than ask somebody a question. Because if they ask a question, then they think, well, they're going to think I'm not competitive. They're going to think I don't know what I'm doing, and you can't operate that way, and you have to admit I have certain limitations, as you say, and we've got to. I need some help. I remember my big goal, Beverly, was to get to the point where I could hire somebody to do my accounting, my taxes.
Exactly.
That's all. That was my first entrepreneurial goal. Wasn't necessary to make a better product, but to make enough money so I wouldn't have to do the taxes.
Me, oh my goodness, that's got to be the bane of most business owners' existence.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, same thing with, I'm so happy to just ship off an email now to my bookkeeper saying,
yeah,
take care of this because I don't want to deal with it. But, you know, the other piece that I think we want to think about is creatively, there's always that ROI equation. So I don't have the money, so I can't afford to hire someone, so I'm going to keep doing it myself, but then I'm not putting the focus where I need to grow the business. So you get caught in this hamster wheel. I think with the gig economy, right, that we have today, mm-hmm, there are so many other options. Just this morning, a small business owner sent me a marketing piece that she had done, and I can say that marketing is not one of her strong suits. And so, it looked literally like something that a child had put together.
Right.
And I said to her, in this day and age, there's so many you don't have to hire a full-time marketing person.
Right.
You could get somebody off one of these websites, Elance, Guru, these different places, and just get someone to do this one project. So I think it's that idea, Jim, of thinking a little bit, creatively to say, if I'm not good at it, how can I find somebody who is and take this burden off my shoulders?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say that the unwillingness that we have, though, to say, uncle and hand it over, it's almost comical, but it's so hurtful to us.
My favorite story about this is I met a man one time who founded a technology company. I mean very sophisticated technology. He founded it. He ran it. He was the president. But he found that he didn't like running the company. But he was the best in the world at what they did. He literally demoted himself to vice president and hired a CEO president. He still owned the company. But he literally, he had a card. He didn't say founder and vice. He demoted himself and hired somebody to run the company. And he focused on the technology, which was the backbone of the company.
Look what humility really that takes.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a session called Moving to CEO, and that's one of the things that I talk about with people is not everyone is cut out for it. Not everyone likes it. Not everybody really thrives in that role. And so why do we have this system set up that says something's wrong with you if you're not moving up and getting into that, seat of CEO when you may be so passionate about some other part of the business? So I love that story. And I think it would be helpful if, more people thought like that because it gives you more options.
Well, you're not going to grow your business beyond any kind of a level at all if you don't find a way to get out of your own way. And I don't care how smart you are, you're in your own way in some ways. And that includes being ignorant of things. And when you're ignorant of things, Beverly, as you and I, as I've certainly found out, that holds you back because it gets neglected, doesn't it?
Well, I think that ability to step back and self-assess a little bit and not think of it, Jim, I think the key piece here is, and your story about the technology CEO sums this up, it is not a weakness.
That's
a strength.
That's what I meant about ignorance. You just don't know. You don't know that you don't know. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Beverly Flexington. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.